does my dog run away all the time? Doesn't he know that we love him? I'm not mad. I just want to find him.
You're searching for Frank out of love, just like Jesus searches for you. Have you ever had a pet runaway? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. When your pet runs away, you do anything to find them, right? You'll search your neighborhood, put up pet posters, and look for them at animal shelters. Well, in the same way, Jesus searches for you. If you don't follow Jesus, you're like a lost dog or cat wandering the streets, but he's doing everything he can to bring you to himself, just like he says in Matthew 18. If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not look for the one that wandered off? And our story today, let's listen. It's called Runaway Dog. Frank! Frank! Come here, boy! Zeb stepped back into the house and closed the sliding door with a sigh. I think he ran away again. I've called him and called him, and he still hasn't come. Mom looked up from her computer and frowned. Oh, no. Dad must have forgotten to put his invisible fence collar back on after his bath. Zeb was looking out the window anxiously and wringing his hands together, so Mom closed her laptop and gave him an encouraging smile. Why don't you put your boots on and we'll go look for him before dinner? As Mom drove the car slowly around their neighborhood, Zeb looked out the window. I don't understand why he always wants to run away. Doesn't he know how much we love him? He knows, Mom assured him. Frank is just a dog who likes to run. After 30 minutes of searching, Zeb was blinking back tears. Mom reached over and squeezed his hand. You know what I always think of when Frank runs away and we have to go search for him? What? Zeb asked, swiping at tears with the back of his hand. I think of a parable Jesus told in the Bible about a shepherd who goes after one lost sheep. He drops everything to go and save the sheep, even leaving 99 others behind to go search. And when he finds the sheep, he isn't angry. The shepherd rejoices. And that's how God reacts when his children are found. I like that story, Zeb said. It's nice to think that Jesus would search for me like I search for Frank. Mom nodded. Jesus is our good shepherd who came to earth and died to rescue us from sin. He loves us and will always come to find us when we wander off. As they continued searching for Frank, Zeb thought about God's love for him and how big it was. He also prayed that God would keep Frank safe wherever he was. A few minutes later, Mom's phone rang. Hello? She said. Oh, that's wonderful news. Thank you. We'll be right there. She hung up the phone and turned the car around. That was one of our neighbors. They have Frank safe and sound at their house. Let's go get our boy. Well, how about you? How does it make you feel to know that Jesus is the good shepherd who searches for his one lost sheep? Jesus is trustworthy. He died and rose again to save you from sin. And when you wander off and try to go your own way, he will come find you and offer you grace and forgiveness. He promises he will always love you and help you no matter what. So rest in the great love that he has for you. Our key verse is Matthew 18:12. If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not look for the one that wandered off? And our key thought for today, Jesus will come and find you. I've officially kicked off the best way you could win prizes this summer. I'm talking about my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day in June, and you could win the Adventure Activity Kit. And if you keep it up all summer long, then you could win the grand prize, the Mega Family Game Night Basket. Take your mom or dad and get signed up today at wordwithzach.org.